Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, here on a Friday ahead of a holiday weekend. A reminder, Monday is not necessarily a day off, especially as farmers race to get all the seed in the ground. Monday is a day to honor those fallen soldiers, those who gave their lives so that we could enjoy holidays like the one upcoming. So we encourage you to take some time, pay some respects Monday morning. Thursday, John Deere announced it topped second quarter profit estimates as it battles stubbornly weak demand for large tractors and combines. But they left their full-year profit forecast unaltered. On the announcement, Deere shares fell 7.5% to a four-month low, one of the biggest one-day drops in 4 years. Deere kept its full-year net income target unchanged, $4.5 billion to $5 billion, due to weak farm equipment demand. Deere executive Christopher Seibert blamed this on elevated and volatile input costs for farmers due to the U.S.-Israel war with Iran. The company received a $272 million tariff refund during the quarter, but expects the full-year impact to remain unchanged. Recent studies by North Dakota State University revealed that U.S. tariffs and resulting retaliatory actions drove significant economic losses for American agriculture. The study finds that retaliatory tariffs from China caused $15 billion in annual losses for American ag exports. China's embargo on U.S. soybeans alone accounts for half the total at $6.8 billion. Also caused significant damage to beef, poultry, and cotton exports. The study also showed that tariffs levied on ag imports, particularly those enacted under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, have sharply increased costs for farmers. The Justice Department announced Bayer Crop Science has agreed to remove potentially anti-competitive provisions from its seed loyalty program amid an ongoing federal antitrust investigation into the corn and soybean seed markets. The Department of Justice said Bayer modified its premier performance program after concerns were raised that the company's policies could discourage competition among seed providers and limit choices for farmers and independent seed companies. President Trump reversed his position on Chinese farmland ownership this week, defending Chinese purchases of U.S. farmland during a visit to Beijing, arguing that restricting foreign ownership could reduce farmland values and financially hurt American farmers. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, back with a check of Friday morning markets right after this.